Welcome to Exam Ready PE, your go-to podcast for GCSE physical education revision. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most commercially exciting topics in the whole specification, sponsorship in sport, its benefits, and its drawbacks. This is topic 6.4 from the OCR GCSE PE course, and it comes up time and time again in the exam. So get comfortable, grab a pen, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain the golden triangle, analyze the impact of sponsorship on five key stakeholders, and avoid the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks in the exam. Let's go. Section 1, core concepts. First things first, what actually is sponsorship? Sponsorship is a business arrangement where a company provides financial support, equipment, or services to a sport, team, or individual performer in exchange for advertising and brand exposure. And that last part is crucial. Sponsorship is not a donation, it is a business transaction. The sponsor expects a return on their investment, what we call ROI, or return on investment. If you forget that in the exam, you'll miss marks. Always frame sponsorship as a commercial deal. Now, let's talk about the golden triangle. This is the big concept that underpins everything in this topic. The golden triangle describes the three-way relationship between sport, sponsorship, and media. Picture a triangle. At the top, you have sport. At the bottom left, sponsorship. At the bottom right, media. Each side of the triangle represents a relationship. Sport and media. Broadcasters pay huge sums to televise sporting events because sport attracts massive audiences. Think about how much Sky Sports or BT Sport pay to broadcast Premier League football. That media coverage gives sport a global platform. Sport and sponsorship. Sponsors provide funding to sports and performers in exchange for their brand being associated with that sport. A company like Nike sponsors athletes so their logo is seen by millions of viewers. Media and sponsorship. This is the really clever bit. Sponsors need the media to broadcast their brand to those huge audiences, and the media needs sponsors to fund their advertising revenue. They are completely interdependent. So the golden triangle works like this. Sport generates audiences. Media broadcasts those audiences, sponsors pay to reach those audiences, and the money flows back into sport. It's a self-reinforcing cycle, and it's why the biggest sports get richer and richer, while smaller sports struggle to break in. Now let's look at the five stakeholders and how sponsorship affects each one. This is where most of the exam marks live, so listen carefully. Stakeholder 1, the performer. Benefits for the performer. Financial security is the big one. Sponsorship income means a performer can train full-time without needing a second job. They can afford elite coaching, access state-of-the-art equipment, and fund travel to international competitions. Think about a young tennis player. Without sponsorship, they simply couldn't afford the travel costs to compete on the world circuit. Sponsorship also raises the performer's public profile, which can open doors to further commercial opportunities. Drawbacks for the performer. The pressure to maintain a positive public image is enormous. Sponsors are investing in the performer's brand as much as their talent. If a performer behaves badly, whether that's through doping, gamesmanship, or a personal scandal, they risk losing their sponsorship deal entirely. This commercial pressure can actually tempt performers towards deviant behavior, particularly doping, in a desperate attempt to keep winning and keep their sponsors happy. There's also a loss of autonomy. Sponsors may dictate what events a performer competes in, what they wear, or even what they say publicly. Stakeholder 2, the sport. Benefits for the sport. Sponsorship brings in significant funding that can be reinvested into grassroots development, better facilities, and improved coaching pathways. It raises the profile of the sport globally, attracting new participants and fans. Drawbacks for the sport. This is where the widening gap becomes a problem. Commercially attractive, media-friendly sports, think football, tennis, Formula One, receive the lion's share of sponsorship. Minority sports, like handball or synchronized swimming, struggle to attract sponsors because they don't generate the same media audiences. The rich get richer and the gap widens. There's also the issue of tradition. Sponsors and broadcasters want sport packaged in a way that suits commercial breaks and primetime television. This has led to rule changes that alter the very nature of some sports. The clearest example is T20 cricket, a shortened format introduced specifically to make cricket more television-friendly and commercially attractive. Purists argue this has damaged the integrity of the sport. Stakeholder 3, the official. Benefits for officials. Sponsorship revenue flowing into sport means officials can receive better pay, access professional development and training, and use improved officiating technology, like VAR in football or Hawkeye in cricket and tennis. Drawbacks for officials. The intense media scrutiny that comes with commercialization puts officials under enormous pressure. Every decision is replayed in slow motion from multiple angles. This can undermine the authority of officials. When a referee makes a marginal call and it's immediately shown to be wrong by a TV replay, their credibility suffers. There can also be pressure, perceived or real, from commercially powerful sponsors who want certain outcomes. Stakeholder 4. The Spectator. Benefits for spectators. Sponsorship money improves the overall experience. Better stadiums, more entertainment, wider broadcast coverage, meaning fans can watch from home, and a higher quality of competition overall. Drawbacks for spectators. The commercialization of sport has driven up ticket prices significantly. Attending a Premier League match is now out of reach financially for many working-class fans, the very people who built those clubs. Advertising saturation can also detract from the experience, with frequent commercial breaks disrupting the flow of events. Some fans feel the sport they love has been taken away from them and handed to corporate interests. Stakeholder 5. The Sponsor. Benefits for the sponsor. This is the whole point of the deal. Sponsors gain massive brand exposure to large, engaged audiences. Association with successful high-profile athletes or teams creates positive brand equity, the idea that the sponsor's brand is linked to excellence, health, and achievement. They can also directly target specific demographic groups. A sportswear brand sponsoring a youth football tournament is directly reaching its target market. Drawbacks for the sponsor. The financial risk is real. If the team or performer underperforms, the sponsor's brand gets less exposure and the association becomes negative, linked to failure rather than success. And the biggest risk of all, if the sponsored performer is involved in a scandal, doping, criminal behavior, controversial statements, the sponsor suffers reputational damage by association. This is called negative brand association, and it can be devastating. Think about how quickly sponsors dropped athletes when doping violations were revealed. The sponsor's brand equity, the value of their brand name, is directly damaged. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic appears in the OCR GCSE PE written paper, and questions can range from 1-mark identification questions all the way up to 9-mark extended responses. Tip 1. Always identify the stakeholder first. Before you write a single word of your answer, underline or circle which stakeholder the question is asking about. Candidates lose marks every year by writing excellent points about the wrong stakeholder. The question might ask about the performer. Don't accidentally write about the sport. Tip 2. Qualify your points. Never just write more money. That is worth 0 marks on its own. You must say what the money is used for. Financial security allows the performer to train full-time and access elite coaching. That's a mark-worthy point. The performer gets more money. That is not. Tip 3. For extended responses, 6 or 9 marks, use the golden triangle as your framework. Start by briefly explaining the concept, then analyze how the specific stakeholder fits within that commercial system. Examiners reward candidates who demonstrate understanding of the wider commercial context, not just isolated facts. Tip 4. Distinguish between sponsorship and media. They are closely linked, but they are different things. Sponsorship is the provision of funds or goods in exchange for brand exposure. Media is the broadcasting and coverage of sport. Don't conflate them, but do explain how they interact. Tip 5. For drawbacks to the sponsor, always link bad image specifically to brand equity. Don't just say, the sponsor looks bad. Say the sponsor suffers damage to their brand equity, the commercial value of their brand name, through negative association with the performer's deviant behavior. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Confusing the sponsor with the sport. The sponsor is the business. The sport is the governing body or the sport itself. They are different stakeholders. Number 2. Writing commercial pressure as a drawback for the spectator. Commercial pressure is a drawback for the performer or the sport. The spectator's drawback is higher prices and a disrupted experience. Number 3. Forgetting that sponsorship is a business transaction. Always acknowledge the ROI expectation. Section 3. Quickfire recall quiz. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 3 elements of the golden triangle? 5 seconds. The answer is sport, media, and sponsorship. Question 2. Name 2 benefits of sponsorship for a performer. 5 seconds. Financial security, allowing full-time training and access to elite equipment and coaching. Question 3. What is the key drawback of sponsorship for a sponsor if the performer misbehaves? 5 seconds. Damage to brand equity through negative association. Question 4. Give one example of a sport that changed its rules due to commercial pressures. 5 seconds. T20, cricket, a shortened format introduced to suit television schedules and attract sponsors. Question 5. What does ROI stand for, and why does it matter in this topic? 5 seconds. Return on investment. It matters because sponsorship is a business transaction, not a donation. Sponsors expect commercial benefit. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Sponsorship is a commercial arrangement, always a business deal, never a gift. The golden triangle shows how sport, media, and sponsorship are interdependent and mutually reinforcing. The five stakeholders, performer, sport, official, spectator, and sponsor, each experience both benefits and drawbacks, and you must be precise about which stakeholder you're discussing. The key themes to remember: financial security versus commercial pressure for performers, the widening gap between majority and minority sports, tradition versus commercialization, brand equity and reputational risk for sponsors, and the undermining of officials through media scrutiny. In the exam, always qualify your points, always identify your stakeholder, and for extended responses, always contextualize within the golden triangle. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Exam Ready PE. Good luck!